ask Catherine a couple good questions. Catherine, my husband, and I have been members for a couple years and have always had great and beneficial opportunity to consult with you. We are continually researching, inquiring on methods and tools for preserving and building wealth. After coming across the concept on infinite banking, we're currently reading Bank on Yourself by Pamela Yellen. Because we're such avid readers, listeners of the Solidarity Report, we're wondering if you might share your opinion on the use of this particular insurance policy as a financing vehicle as well as part of the tax strategy. I bought the book today in response to this question. I just wanted to let you know. I've never met a whole life a financing vehicle that I liked, but I'm always open. And I don't know this one, so I'm going to go ahead and read and hope to have an answer for you by the next Solidarity Report or the one after that. Second question, I found these links today. What do you make of all these resignations? And they sent a series of links on CEOs resign, police chiefs resign, bankers resign, and a quote from Benjamin, or a note from Benjamin Fulford, the resignation of the heads of the World Bank, Credit Suisse, the Bank of India, the planned resignation, the head of Goldman Sachs, et cetera, et cetera. I must have gotten 20 of these this week, and I have to tell you, I don't settle on them. If you click through to some of the links, you'll find that there's very sloppy reporting of what the real headline is or what's really said in the article, or the articles span over a very long period of time. And if you look at the number of banks and institutions involved and what's going on in the world, particularly the creative destruction, it's not surprising at all that you would see a lot of resignations. We have an older generation getting their money out. We've got a market top with a lot of insiders selling. It's just the time that people decide to take their money and move. But the other thing is, if you look at the leadership that have run those institutions or that part of the market, it's really time for turnover. So it doesn't necessarily mean as much as is implied by these emails. Now, it could. We'll have to see. But creative destruction and a changing of the guard is enough to produce lots and lots of turnover at a time like this. Remember, we ballooned the financial system, and now we're sort of re-engineering that post-bubble, and it's not surprising that lots of the top managers and middle managers are getting re-engineered out of position. Third person says, may I recommend the book Secret Weapon by Kevin Freeman? His blog can be found here. Might be a good guest possibility. I'll definitely check it out.